Of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
They're mighty through God. They're mighty through God. We have to cease fighting a battle just in the natural realm. Do what's necessary in the natural realm. But there's a place, there's a realm. I call it the quantum realm, where when our faith is operating there, we defy, we override naturally. I'm not talking about we go against stuff. Don't act foolishly. Like the devil tempted Jesus, said, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. Now, he could have, but why would he do that? Amen. Why would I jump way down there just to prove something to you, Mr. Devil? You're a liar, you're a deceiver anyway. I ain't got nothing to prove to you. Amen. I'm here to serve God. Amen. He said, the Lord God only shall you serve. Amen. That's Jesus rebuked him with the word. But the enemy wants you to do stupid stuff. Amen. Now, we don't want to do stupid stuff. Amen. I said, we don't want to do stupid stuff. Amen. God, you know, as a matter of fact, we're to obey them that have rule over us. Amen. But let me say this. This is a time where folk need to wake up. Amen. That's it. Amen. We're not like just blindly following everything.
Amen. Amen.
You need to put your discerner on. Cut your discerner on. Amen. Put your thinking cap on and say, wait a minute. These dots ain't connecting right. Something is going wrong here. See, discerning of spirits is a fruit of this, is a gift of the Spirit of God. And any child of God should be able to discern some things and say, wait a minute, something is wrong here. Something demonic is here. Something's trying to take my liberty here. Something's trying to take my freedom. Something's trying to bring me into bondage. Amen. The truth will always set you free, but the devil's always trying to bring you into bondage. And what precedes bondage is fear.
Amen. Amen.
Wake up and smell the coffee. Amen. I don't care who it is, if they're propagating fear, if they're fear-mongering, loose here. I ain't listening to nothing you got to say. God will speak peace to his children. God will speak life to his children. God will say, there's always a way. Amen. There's always a provision. I'm always going to be in charge. I got you covered. I had you covered before you got in that mess. I got you covered before this virus came. I had you covered. I saw it coming before the foundation of the world. I knew, and you would be one called into the kingdom for such a time as this. I ain't worried about nothing. Why are you worried about everything? Listen, God never starts anything unless he's already finished it. The devil always trying to throw something in there along the way. But God already finished this thing. When Joseph went into that pit, God already saw him in the palace. Even though he couldn't see it. God already said, I know where you're going. But the word's got to prove you. That word's got to try you. That, see, everything that God ain't planted in your life, all the sycamine trees will be rooted up. All that stuff that carries no real value in your life. Everything not like God, ungodly thoughts, ungodly aspirations, desires, lusts. All that stuff that's worldly, God is burning that stuff. I said he's burning that stuff out. He's purging that stuff out because he's coming for a bride. I said he's coming for a bride without spot or blemish or wrinkle or any such thing. And so he's perfecting his bride. So all we do is we yield to him. God's working. He ain't sent this mess. This is concocted in hell. And, amen, established in the earth by ungodly men. Wicked, diabolical psychos.
Amen.
Tools in the devil's hand.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, but God.
But God.
Now, what we want to look at, we want to look in depth at how you overcome this stuff. Whether it be 5G, which a lot of people don't understand, it can have a lot of good, but it's got a lot of bad. It's got it can be very harmful. The radiation coming from that can be very, very harmful to, it's not only harmful to humans, but to every other creature. Amen. When they first struck up the 5G in The Hague, birds fell out of the sky. Dead. Ducks kept putting their head underwater trying to get away from it. That's the difference. Just turned it on. It's just short of being weaponized. Now, I'm saying these things not to make you afraid, because I'm going to give you the answers to it. Amen. 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 I said, God got answers to everything. Amen. That 5G, like any other G, 4G, 3G, all this, the cell phone, all these are frequencies. But there's a frequency that contains all the frequencies. Amen. See, the first frequency that was released was the bandwidth of God's glory. And then he used words. He said, light be. And he released the frequency. And everything is within the frequency of God. Everything is at the quantum level is atomic. The smallest you can get that we can see is atoms. Amen. Amen. Everything is made up of atoms. That seat you're in, those clothes you wear, that car you drove, that house you live in, those shoes you got on your feet, them socks. You yourself are made up of atoms. Amen. And they are on a particular frequency. Amen. And they all, everything, all creation, all universe is in the bandwidth of God's frequency. So God can say what he want to say, and he can change what he want to change, and it's got to obey his voice, because his frequency is the highest frequency, and every other frequency has to yield to his frequency. If God says life, death got to go. If God says yes, every no has to fall down. If God says I'm gonna bless you, can't nobody stop it. I wish I had some help in here this morning. So, in James chapter 3, are we there? Verse 5, talking about the tongue, and then we're going to segue into our demonstration. But all this is based upon the quantum level, quantum faith, faith at the deepest and the highest level. You can say, as Jesus said, you can say, unto a mountain. I'm telling you, we're coming into it. Oh, we've believed it. We've talked it. We've seen things happen here and there. But wait a minute. God's getting ready to take some stuff over. I said, God's getting ready to take some stuff over. It ain't going to be one or two doing it. It's going to be a whole army. Whole army of people. Folk, amen. I saw once a little boy. This is how real I believe it's going to get. A little boy, people in the hospital, getting up out of hospital beds. Amen. Pulling IVs out. Amen. Walking down in their hospital garment, you know, healed, whole, praising God. Not because he went in and laid hands on them, but he went and laid hands on the building and just began to pray. And everybody up in there begin to respond to a frequency. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? The Bible says the least of us is going to be like David. David had 7 anointings on his life. It's coming. The enemy means stuff for evil. There's a silver lining. Because God means some stuff for good. What the devil's trying to paint as the darkest hour, God says it's going to be the brightest hour for the church. Darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness to people, but arise and shine, for your light has come. Your glory has come. Your kavod has come. Your brightness has come. Amen. I'm not talking about just a light like that. I'm talking about a glory. I'm talking about a glory from heaven. I'm talking about heaven kissing the earth. I'm talking about miracles, signs, wonders, breakthroughs, provision has come. And it belongs to the people of God. Our part is to choose. devil tried to paint all kind of bleak pictures.
Amen.
So you walk by the Spirit. Walk in the light. As he is in the light. And we have fellowship one with another. God will tell you where the good gold is. God will show you where the bargains are. God will open a door that no man can shut. God will show you where the hidden treasure is. I said, God will show you what he's already provided for you. Ephesians 1:3 says, "But he hath blessed us. He hath, past tense, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. He has blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Somebody say, I'm already blessed. But I got to choose some things.
Amen.
Because I'm blessed in a certain realm.
Yes,
in this realm of possibility and probability, you are blessed.
Amen.
God has already provided.
Yes.
But now, determining on how a person looks at that will determine the shape that it takes. And I believe it's based upon a person's faith.
Amen. Amen.
Evil, ungodly men looked into that realm, manipulated their minds, manipulated and oppressed and governed by the devil, and they began to concoct things. Evil plans, viruses, plagues, creating wars. Killing off people, genocide. You can't be playing no games.
Amen.
This is for keeps.
Amen.
But your weaponry is mighty.
Amen.
Through God.
Yes,
I said your weaponry. God equipped you to pull down his stronghold.
Amen.
To stop his advancement.
Yes.
The gates of hell cannot prevail.
Amen.
Against the church.
Amen.
But it's time the church chose.
Amen.
Stop choosing death.
Amen.
I said, stop choosing death.
Amen.
Choose life that you and your children may live. James talks about the tongue. He says in verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. A little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body. Remember, Jesus said, it's not what goes in the mouth, but what comes out of the mouth. That defiles. By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. God said, for every idle word, every non-working word.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.